Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. I hope you all are having have had a wonderful week and that you enjoyed your holiday yesterday. Got some barbecues going on or maybe even some fireworks to see or however you enjoy your holiday. I hope you enjoyed it with family, with friends and people who love you and that you had a good time. And otherwise a great week prior to the holiday yesterday as well. But now we're going to get into some black history. And today we're going to be highlighting a woman by the name of Ursula Burns. And Ursula Burns is, you know, a boss businesswoman. And I say that because she's, worked her way up from the bottom all the way to the top of the presidency of the corporation she worked at. She sits on the boards of many other well-known corporations, and she's also behind a lot of community and involvement as far as programs like STEM for minorities and women and girls who are interested in getting into the science and technology field. But we're going to get into that. But a little background information on her is she was born September 20th, 1958, and she's from New York City. She was raised in the projects, Baruch Houses, in the Lower East Side, and both her parents are Panamanian immigrants. And she, as mentioned, she grew up in New York City, and she went to an all-girls Catholic school throughout her primary school years. And before she went on to college to obtain her Bachelor of Science degree in Mechanical Engineering from the Brooklyn Polytechnic Institute, which is now the NYU's School of Engineering. She received that in 1980, and then she received her Master's of Science degree in Mechanical Engineering from Columbia University just 1 year later. I mean, and she's received honorary degrees from several universities, NYU, Howard University, Georgetown, University of Pennsylvania, University of Rochester, and that's just to name a few. But her business career, she started out working as an intern for Xerox Corporation in 1980. And that was right after she got her bachelor's bachelor's of science degree in mechanical engineering. Started out as an intern. A year later, she joined after she received her master's degree as a permanent employee. She worked various roles in product development and planning at the company for the remainder of the 1980s. But throughout the 1980s, the way she worked. Throughout the 80s and thereafter, you know, in the 90s as well, the way she worked her way up from an intern to running the company is amazing. You know, in January 1990, she became an executive assistant to a senior executive at the Xerox Corporation. She crossed paths with him, and he offered her a job as his executive assistant. 9 months after being his executive assistant, she left because she had to attend to some personal things. But after coming back, she then became the executive assistant to the chairman and the chief executive of the Xerox Corporation in 1991. By 1999, she was named vice president for global manufacturing. Just a year later, in May 2000, she was named senior vice president of corporate strategic services and began working closely with the soon-to-be CEO, Ann Mulcahy, and what became a true partnership between them. In just 2 years, she became the president of business group operations at the Xerox Corporation. By 2007, she assumed the role of president of Xerox. By 2009, she was named CEO, but she succeeded Ann Mulcahy, and she remained the chairman up until May 2010. She was the first black woman to head a Fortune 500 company. And she was also the first woman to succeed another woman as the head of a Fortune 500 company, that being Ann Mulcahy. After she was named the CEO, she led the acquisition of Affiliated Computer Services And she also led Xerox in the split of two different independent companies, Xerox Corporation and Conduent Incorporated. And she remained chairman and CEO of Xerox throughout the process and was appointed chairwoman of the standalone document technology company. After she stepped down in December 2016, she was succeeded by Jeff Jacobson, who was running the company. But she retained the title of chairwoman of the newly formed company until May 2017, when she left Xerox and took on a role as where she was named the chairwoman of Vion in July 2017. Vion is the 11th largest telecommunication service provider in the world. So she became the chairwoman of Vion in July 2017. And then when the sudden departure of the CEO in March 2018, she was made the executive chairwoman pending a selection process. And in December, she was appointed the CEO of the company. Now, as mentioned, she is named on the board of several companies such as Uber, that's well known, American Express, ExxonMobil, Nestle. She's also on the boards of MIT Corporation, the University of Rochester, National Association of Manufacturers. She's on the boards of several different companies. She also, as we mentioned, she gets involved in the community as well, and she provides leadership in by being behind educational and nonprofit organizations such as FIRST, which is an organization that she started for inspiration and recognition of science and technology, MIT, the U.S. Olympic Committee. These are all organizations that she either started or that she works with to provide opportunities for people from minorities and people of color to get into the STEM field. She's the board director of Change the Equation, which focuses on improving the U.S.'s education system in science, technology, engineering, and math. She's also the vice chairwoman of the Executive Committee of the Business Council between 2013 and 2014, and she delivered the commencement addresses at MIT, University of Rochester, Xavier University, Howard University, Georgetown University, and she was also named by Forbes to be one of the 100 most powerful women in the world. So that's why I say, you know, she truly is a boss businesswoman. The way she worked from an intern to running one of the biggest corporations in the world, sitting on the board of many other corporations, as well as helping to influence positively more people to get into the science and technology field. You know, so Ursula Burns, we thank you for your contribution to Black history and Black culture, and we salute you. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Everyday Black History. As we mentioned, we're on YouTube. We got the YouTube channel, Everyday Black History. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. And as I mentioned, we have the book, Everyday Black History, African Women, African American Women Inventors. It's on Amazon right now. We got the Kindle edition, the paperback edition should be up there now too if you want to order the paperback edition. But African American, Everyday Black History, African American Women Inventors. Go check that out. You know, we highlighting women who invented things during the 19th and 20th centuries that changed the world, their time, and it also trickled down to our time as well. You know, women who were forgotten through history. So definitely check that out. And thank you for the support. Stay tuned for the next episode.